want very good health, beautiful wife, beautiful husband, beautiful children, and kids and all other things. They cannot make you also happy. This is life. But south, west, and again in north, yoga tapasya. Learning so much, controlling the whole country. Anyone out of this country should not interfere, should not. Otherwise, they will be high and will rule them. They will like to control. Passport, visa must be there. Checking so much. Like dogs, very always. Don't let them come. When you see anyone, another dog or man or anyone, they begin to bark. Don't come here, unless you take my all things. So you are fearing here, all. Coming here also, you have to tell like this. So you have to abuse for this. So worldly things cannot make you. So, we should try to associate with the person who are realized about soul and Krishna, supreme personality of God, who has made this world, who has made our minds, who has made whole world, he has made this sea, and five webs are coming repeatedly, he is controlling, they are coming on just a fixed time. Sun rises at a fixed time in whole year. 1 day, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, less, 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 and again coming. Now it is going down north. It has come to extant position in south. Now it is on the head of Malaysia or Australia, and it will go in India, and here it will be cold. Who is managing everything? Who supported in your mother's womb? Who gave you this intelligence? Who gave? So Krishna has given. God has given. So we should take some time and pray him. I want to serve him. Be kind to us. This is, needs no money, no concentration of mind, anything. In night, day, anywhere, any time you can take this. Krishna is so merciful. Without any reason. Causeless mercy. If you chant, listen, Hari Katha, with pastime, he will come in your heart. And he will remove all kinds of problems, everything. Now, Sanatana Goswami is telling, what to do? How can we realize? You can see that in seed, in mustard seed, there is some oil. In milk, everywhere ghee, you know, or butter. But you'll have to churn, not very little, about 1 hour, half an hour. And then butter will come. And if you put up on fire, you'll see ghee. So Krishna is everywhere. Everywhere. in all particles, living and unliving. He is in our heart everywhere. Only two fingers different here, but both are there. But souls are not realizing you. By the grace, by the special mercy of Vaishnava, realize souls, we can see it everywhere, like Prahlad Maharaj used to see everywhere. We can also see. That is, what he will tell, you should try to obey. Chant Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Remember his past times. But one thing we have to do, you should not kill anyone. Don't kill. No. Even a grass would be not given pain. What you cannot make, don't destroy. So Krishna has created everything and given soul are in there. They are testing the fruit of their last karma, impressions. Don't disturb. Otherwise, they will come and also they will kill you and take your food. Don't take meat, wine and all other things. Be pure. And then chant, you see, in a very little time you will realize Krishna. So we should do like this. You know Prahlad Maharaj? Right in the Kashyapu. Prahlad Maharaj was a boy of only 5 years. Only 5 years. His father was Hiranyakashipu. He was a very rich person. Not only a rich person, he was a very great king, emperor of the whole world. He had got some boon or benediction from Brahma that he should not die. He told that I cannot give you, but you can want any other boon, benediction. He told that no one can kill me. I should not die in day or night. I should not die in a sky or in sea. By any weapon, by any man or by beast, not at a day, not in night, not on earth, not in the sky, not any year. He thought that I am now, Brahma told that yes, you be like that. Then he became so strong. His son was Prahlad Maharaj, fourth child. Prahlad, from his birth, he used to tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Always. When he became of 5 years, he went to for training to his Gurudev. His Guru was so powerful, named Sukracharya. That if a man has died, he will take some water and sprinkle, telling any mantra, and they will walk. He was so. So he went to read there, but at that time he was absent, he has gone anywhere. His two sons, Sandamark, were there, they began to teach him. What thing? Policy, politics, अर्थनीति, डिप्लोमेसी, हिपोक्रेसी, अर्थनीति, इकोनॉमिक्स एंड ऑल द थिंग्स हियर यूनिवर्सिटी वी सी एंड लर्न. नॉट ओनली वी रीड हाउ टू हैव कृष्णा सर्विस. व्हाट इज लव एंड अफेक्शन? यूनिवर्सिटी दे कैनॉट टेक दिस अप. All other subjects. So all subjects were there and they were teaching him. He was listening but not taking in heart. Always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. His father called him and told, what you have learned from your teachers. Tell me something. He thought that politics, hypocrisy, economic or anything, he will tell. He tell that I have learned from my Gurudev that in this world all are unhappy. Or are feeling misery. So give up their all relations, their association. We should be in the association of pure Vaishnava and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. His father heard this and he became so furious to him and he came to kill him. What is your position? Prahlad Maharaj is telling. It has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. What is love? Prahlad Maharaj is jigyasa to hoti ni bolen. Asura varjya dehinam.
Sadhu manne asura.
तत्साधु मन्ने असुर वर्ज्य देहिनाम तदाव विघ्न धिया असदग्रहात् हित्वात्मकातम् गृहमन्दकोपम् वनम् गतो जदहरिम् आश्रयेत. प्रहलाद महाराज टोल्ड दिस श्लोक. ओ डेमन, ओ मोस्ट मोस्ट सुपर मोस्ट डेमन, यू आर किंग ऑफ डेमन. आई एम थिंकिंग दैट to chant Hari name in the association of Vaishnava and Bhakta, this will give eternal happiness. Other things can. So you should try always remember Krishna, his pastimes and name. So he became furious. He told Hitnatma Patam Grihamandakupam. These houses are like Andhakup means blind well. Blind well? Blind well. You know blind well? In a jungle, there was a well, there was water. But after some time, the water dried, serpents and scorpion became there, and the
feet
gir gaya. Bricks were broken and went inside somewhat. Grasses came out, especially buttabriksha. Banyan tree or peepal tree. You know peepal tree and banyan tree? A tree having this beard, you know? Everywhere you will see. So banyan tree, that okay, dale.
Branches
were here and there, covered, well was covered. No water, but serpent pressed there. A man was going to cut some tree or to take some honey in the forest. At once, a dangerous tiger attacked. Man was upset. What to do? He ran, but he cannot run as quickly they run. Tiger. He was to be attacked, but at once he saw that there is a well and there are branches of the tree, and by this it is covered. So he took two branches of that tree and went down. But when he looked in the side, he saw there is a very dangerous serpent.
Like doing pong.
What form?
Hissing.
What, hissing?
Yes.
Hissing, yeah. Huh? As if they are going to fight. So he waited. Wait. He could not go inside. He was hanging, having the two branches. In the meantime, two rats came. One black and other
white.
They began to cut the branches of the trees to whom he was hanging. Understand? Try to understand. Don't disturb anyone. You should also let that remain. You should try to listen.
Two rats came.
And began to cut the branches. Two branches whom, on whom he was hanging. In the meantime, if in a minute or 2 minutes, they will cut the branch and he will go. So inside is death. Upside of the well is death. In the meantime, he saw that a branch was coming towards his mouth. On that branch, so many bees had collected honey. It was a bee.
Beehive.
Understand? And from that drop of honey, one, two, three, golden drops, very sweet drops are coming. One, two, he saw, and he could not check himself. He took his tongue and he took one drop. Oh, how sweet, how sweet. But the rats were cutting. In a moment he will go and die. Upside dead, inside dead, here dead. If the branch where the bees are making it their rooms, if it will
set,
it will come and attack. At once, legs and legs bees will come and make your bees swallow like this. And in a moment you will die. So in four ways, in 10 side of you, every side you, then death is waiting for you. But only this taste is coming. How sweet. He forget everything. What is this? Will have to die. Oldness coming. We are going on the rail, car, aeroplane, it can be smashed at any time. You can die at any time. No certainty that next moment what will be. In India, very not so much days have passed. Two aeroplanes, one of Arabia, and another of
Russia.
And both all died. There was a space of क्या वहाँ पर कोई जगह की कमी थी?
Plenty of space.
There was plenty of space.
They can protect themselves.
Not like a rail and car on the road, but there is so much space but faith. And no one of the riders escaped. All that. You know, earthquake, especially in these areas, Japan and all Burma, Philippines and everywhere. Earthquake comes and hundreds person go down. When we will die, no certainty. But in this, there is one thing very sweet, like that drop of hand. But my wife is so beautiful. My husband is so beautiful, lovely. My child, when you go to do any job, in evening you are coming so much tiring. And if your daughter or son will come on your lap, oh, it's very sweet. You'll forget your all labors and everything. If your wife comes with a sweet voice, not a angry mood, now you see so much angry mood. If he's doing all day so much, and he has now has tired, and he has come just, and if wife will come, oh, you are tired, take a glass of juice, very sweet, all these things, and children will come, father, father, father has come, father has very clapping, then you forget. This is only this, but death is everywhere. You should remember there are so many problems. So Prahlad Maharaj tells us, advises us, not to be test that one drop. Be careful. Other, if you will test and forget, you will give up your hands and you will go. Here, what are the rats? What is the tree, banyan tree? Or past karma, activities, bad and good. Due to this, it has come like a tree that is will have to taste bad activities also, and you are bound to. Anyone cannot check. Only Harinam can check. Otherwise, no. True bunches, what? Bad karma and good karma. Bad activities and good activities. Who is the rats? What is? Day and night? Night darkness and day? Why? In night we make merry so much, drinking so much, with family so much, with wives and husbands, doing all these things, and mostly sleeping. And day working for nothing. Busy as life. Dogs. In India we have seen dogs running so swiftly. If anyone else asks, where you are going? I'm in hurry. And where he is going? He will see a milepost.
Milestone.
A stone. And he will make some urine. And again he will smell it and again return. Very run. Busy for nothing. So we are like this. If you think very gravely, deeply, you will see what you are doing for your family, your children. But when they will grow up at 25, 26 age, they will fly with their wives. They will not care for you, father and mother. You can realize this. You are doing for country. Our Indira Gandhi, previous Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi, was doing for country, but anyone suited him. You know Gandhi, he was Mahatma, but he was murdered. He done his did not do anything for himself. He was not selfish. He done for all, for others. But they shoot him down. So, what you are doing, it will not give you happiness. Try to earn something to escape your life, that your life should be easy. Not more. Otherwise they will not protect you. So, listen, Pradhan Bharat. What he is telling? From beginning of your life, you should chant, remember, Krishna. If you are telling that when we will grow up and we will be old, then we will take Hare Krishna, we have no time. We have no time to die. But they will not see it. In Oms, Mother Oms, so many died. We see that children are dying. We see that 24 years of young, very strong, they are also dying. No certainty of this. So beginning we should, from the beginning of life, we should chant. Krishna is so merciful. One thing he told. What told? One thing he told. If sufferings are coming, we don't want suffering. But yet sufferings are coming automatically. We don't want oldness. When we become at 40 or 50, some hairs begin to be white. Then we see in mirror and do like this. But next day we see that instead of 1, 4, 5 has come. Then we should also try again 4, 5. Then next week we see that several has come. Then we take any medicine and do like this all. In the meantime, these are going. Eyesight is going. You cannot
digest.
So many problems come. And one day you will have. So, without calling, if suffering, sorrows and all the problems are coming, by your past impression, if you have to test happiness, happiness is also will come. Everything will come automatically. You should not worry for your meal or in all other things. We don't do anything for our eating, mahaprasadam, clothing, going here and there. I think who manage I and then I be. Everything. So, have a faith on Krishna and chant and remember. Do any kirtan after that, again. In Vrindavan with me, for a few minutes, I will take you and you will go with me, lovely Vrindavan. Krishna is there. How he is there, how he is grazing out. Only 5 minutes, I will give a glance. Glimpse, you know?
Glimpse.
So, the Kirtan, what Kirtan? Nanda Nandana. Mani Nanda Nandana. It has been written about Vrindavan and about Krishna. Where I want to invite you to go. Very pleasant land. Beautiful Yamuna, full of pure water. Flowing very gently. There are lotus flowers, full of lotus flowers. Very good smell is coming. Bees have been made by that fragrance. They are doing hammering. They are not doing hammering, they are doing what? Radhe, 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 all are there. he got very hateful from dogs. They saw Krishna and think that, oh, very black cloud has come. Began so late and began to talk. The dancer said, you know, cuckoos, very sweet singing. They were singing. All kinds of flower in full bosom. So Vrindavan was so brilliant. No stone there, little. No thorns. Earth was covered with very green and soft grass. Krishna took his cows, lakhs and lakhs cows. So beautiful cows, like Kamdhenu. Kamdhenu means?
Desire cow.
What you want, when, how much they can give you. So sweet. Anything you desire, they can give you. With beautiful cows, very white, some black, some of red color. How is Krishna? Beautiful. Is about 15 to 16. Entering in young age, that age is called Kishore age. Very beautiful. Krishna so beautiful. Having so many good qualities. His crooked eyes, three-folding body, and sweet voice of Bansi can make anyone so mad after him. So, with so many cows, with so many friends, Dham, Shidham, Sudham, Vasudham, So Krishna Lavanta Arjuna, Madhumanta Shiva. Bhadra, Subhadra, Mandali Bhadra, Pati Bhadra, Subhadra, but so many. Beautiful wives. Some were less in age and some 1 or 2 years old. Quite young old. They were jumping, playing themselves. Krishna especially playing on floors, very sweet. Having one mala, very gently, like 5-7 colors of fragrant flower. Very chamedi, yui, jati, yuti, like this. That's right. Also some tulsi manjaris were there. Tulsi manjari, you know? The flowers of tulsi. Having so much madhu, so bees are handmade. And he has taken one flower named
Lotus. Lotus flower.
No. Karnika, that is yellow flower. Long, like. Have you seen or not? I cannot see. Having put on his 1 year only. So much beautiful. His crooked eyes, so beautiful, say, when began to laugh, some what?
Deep when
used to come. When laughing as if amrit is coming off.
Nectar
is coming. Smiling so beautiful, singing so many gold sings, coming with calm. Yasodama told, my dear boy, my darling son, don't go to grace. Thorns will come and pinch you. You should take one umbrella. Any? So just stand go. Any? But he told that cows are my, like my mother. On regular. worshipable. So if you can give sandal or soap to them, and each cow he was passing from one beautiful forest to another. Very beautiful flowers and trees were there. Full mango tree, full of mango, sweet mango. Jackfruit, so much. All kinds of plantains and what kale?
Banyan
and all other fruits were there. Beautiful all. Anahuye. So much honey in that forest. So it is called Madhuman also. The forest of Madhu, honey. And you are passing from one to another. Nothing to trouble or problem for cows. So much cow, green grass, they can easily take. No dangerous tigers and lions were there, no mad elephants and all of that. Very good environment. Gopis are here. Gopis who? On gopi. The gopis with the aid of Krishna from 12 to 13, 14. Very beautiful gopis. More beautiful than Mahalakshmi, Lakshmi, you know, Queen of Narayan. Narayan. Also the Queen of Brahma and Shankar. All the gopis are more better and beautiful. Having so many good qualities. They can control Krishna. They can take the mind and heart of Krishna. Even Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he has so much power. Yeah. As for the opulence. So much opulence. But by their lovely affection, they used to control Krishna. When Krishna was going in the forest, all gopis collected in their rooms and began to talk to each other. Though Krishna is in forest and going grazing the cows and playing and playing on floor, but gopis are sitting in their houses and they are telling each other, oh, Krishna is going to graze cows. Any of them told, among them, some are telling like this. Why Krishna goes to graze? He is the son of a very rich person, Nanda Baba. He is like a king. Why he is going to forest to graze cows? Nanda is telling that to play there with boys, and so also he really wants to meet with the girls, gopis. That is his goal. Some are telling that we must go at just time and to see Krishna, look after Krishna. How he is beautiful, how he is sweet. If anyone will see Krishna one time, Krishna will take their heart and soul. He is so marvelous, beautiful. So we should go and see. Another is warning that you should not tell, otherwise our mothers, mother-in-law or husband or anyone will hear, and they will let us go there. So don't tell all these things. She told that if Krishna will go away and we will not see Krishna, what we will do? Let us go just now and see Krishna how beautiful he is. Krishna is so much beautiful and is playing on float is so beautiful that deers are coming. No fear at all. Gopis are telling them, see how fortunate the deers and deers are. Female deer are coming. No fear at all. They are watching, looking after the Krishna face. If they are begging something, what they are begging? As we pay love and affection from Krishna, also they are perhaps doing so. Their husband is standing nearby. They are telling to their wives, oh, go on seeing, looking Krishna. Don't fear. Gopis are telling, but our husbands are opposite to this. If you are dear like this, then freely we may have seen Krishna and serve Krishna. They are telling that when Krishna plays on the floor, very beautiful sound, Jamuna River, he stops. And current from inner part coming, again returning. And upper part also coming. And fills, that becomes fills. And Jamuna, with his hands and his currents, he gave lotus flower in the lotus feet of. So we must go there. They are telling, oh sister, see Sati, clouds on the head of Krishna, always making umbrella and pouring some waters, very beautiful, sweet water. So that Krishna could not have to hear hog. They are like friends. So everyone is grateful. So these kinds of Krishna grazing, Krishna playing, always being in Vrindavan, so pleasant. Krishna Bhagavat, it has been told so many things in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we want that we should go forever there. We should not come to here in birth and death. How it can be? By chanting, by being in the association of Vaishnava, it can be easily. Tomorrow, at about 10, we will leave this place. Only memory we will keep. Within this place, we will go for Australia. At noon, we will go in town. Some of the Indians, they have invited us. They know me. So I will go there. And in evening, about 4 or 5, we will go to airport, and from there, we will go to Australia. 3 weeks, we will be there, preaching everywhere, and after that, we may go to Bali, and again return to Singapore, and from there, we will return to India, in Vrindavan. If I have told any harsh words, unpleasing words, try to excuse me for this. Remember me, and if you come to me in India, you are welcome there, I will welcome. And I will give all kinds of facilities, but I cannot serve so much because I am like a poor beggar. But I will try. We have done one Vrindavan Parikrama this year. Again, next year, in Kartik month, in the month of November, perhaps in October, November, last half of October and beginning of November. Circumambulate in Dhaba. So you are all invited there. And try to develop your Krishna consciousness. This is the way of having, especially, happiness, eternal peace. Gaur Pramana Hari Guru. Radhe Radhe Guru.